Abraham, through my lifetime, I've heard great distress of people because of a lack of material things. I've heard distress from people from a lack of harmonious relationships. But the most severe distress that I hear from people is when it's a lack of bodily conditions that please them. And your tape on bodily conditions, I think, is just absolutely spectacular. Would you kind of do some highlights from that from us?
The reason you hear more about the condition of the body than any other subject is because everyone you know has one. And they are very close to them. In other words, when your toe is throbbing, it has your full attention and it affects every aspect of your life experience. You can sometimes take your focus from another part of your life experience, but it is not easy to take your focus from that which your focus comes through. There is not a physical apparatus, no matter what the state of it, that cannot be altered to the state that is preferred. In other words, no matter how sick a body is, it can achieve perfect health. No matter how fat a body is, if it is wanting to be thinner, it can be. There is not a state that cannot be altered to be something else. But the attention must be taken from what is and put upon what is preferred in order to create what is preferred. And that is the hardest thing for those who are experiencing a state of being that is not to their liking, to understand. For they are so focused upon what is, and that they continue to recreate, add more unto what is. They are magnets attracting unto that which they are giving their attention to. When we say, if you feel sick, you cannot attract health. If you feel fat, you cannot attract thin. Some say, then I'm stuck here forever in this undesirable situation. We say, not at all. Not if you can take your attention from what is, and put it upon what you are wanting instead. That is the key.